Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at UH1.com.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Tuesday, November 13th, 2018. I'm Sarah Lane. Amazon announced its second U.S. headquarters will actually be in two cities, with offices in Long Island City in New York in the borough of Queens and the Crystal City area of Arlington, Virginia. Amazon said that 50,000 jobs and $5 billion of capital spending will be split equally between the new HQs. It's worth noting that Amazon has more staff already in both areas than anywhere outside of its Seattle headquarters and the Bay Area. The company announced back in September 2017 it would choose a second North American headquarters, and earlier this year announced 20 finalist cities across the U.S. and Canada. A source tells Bloomberg that Waymo is planning to launch the world's first commercial driverless car service in early December under a new brand name. Waymo reportedly isn't planning a media launch at all, choosing instead to start small, perhaps with dozens or hundreds of authorized riders around the Phoenix suburbs, which covers around 100 square miles. Waymo's early rider program already has 400 volunteer families who have been testing Waymo's service for more than a year under a non-disclosure agreement. Alphabet removed the Google branding from its cars and created the Waymo subsidiary in December of 2016. Pandora launched the Podcast Genome Project, a new recommendation system paired with human editorial input to offer podcast suggestions for Pandora users. The company says the Podcast Genome Project uses 1,500 attributes such as MPAA ratings, production style of the podcast, content type, host profiles, and also how others are listening on Pandora through machine learning algorithms, natural language processing, and collaborative filtering methods. Announced with new hardware back in October, Apple's new security-focused T2 chip will only allow select replacement parts into the machine when they've come from an authorized source, which the T2 chip will check for after a repair reboot. Apple acknowledges newer Macs use the same protocol for other components like the logic board and the Touch ID sensor, but the company doesn't offer an actual list of repairs that requires this. In theory, a T2 chip could brick a computer if the logic board is replaced, unless the chip recognizes a certain type of diagnostic software has been run, meaning repair options would be limited to Apple stores or authorized service providers. Intel announced the XMM8165G multi-mode modem 6 months ahead of schedule in order to support deployments of 5G mobile networks around the world. The modem will provide 5G connectivity to phones, PCs, and broadband access gateways. Intel says peak speeds will reach 6 gigabits per second. The modem is expected to launch in the second half of 2019 and will support standalone and non-standalone 5G NR deployments, plus 4G LTE, 3G, and even 2G. The XMM8160 will support millimeter wave spectrum as well as frequencies between 600 megahertz and 6 gigahertz to support carriers worldwide. The EU's proposed Article 13, which covers copyright for publishers, is being criticized by YouTube, among others. In a blog post, YouTube CEO wrote that proposed European copyright legislation changes, quote, present a major problem for YouTube, as the company would be liable to determine who the original right holders are and then pay each accordingly. The solution, according to Wojcicki, is to block certain videos in EU member states that have complicated enough copyright restrictions to spare the company liability. Two Arizona residents have been ordered to pay Nintendo $12.23 million in damages for running two pirated ROM sites. The husband and wife team admitted copyright and trademark infringement for operating LoveROMs.com and LoveRetro.co until back in July when Nintendo stepped in. Both websites went offline at the time when Nintendo threatened legal action with an explanation that the sites were undergoing maintenance. And finally, Google's Project Fi wireless service, which is rolling out this week, introduces an always-on VPN option. The default setting lets Fi users use a VPN service, but Google's now expanding that to cell connectivity as well. Google says the VPN also hides all of your traffic from Google itself, and your info isn't tied to your Google account or your phone number. The new features, again, off by default, but users can visit the Fi network tools in the Project Fi app and turn them on. The company notes that data usage may increase by about 10% by using this VPN. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to DailyTechNewsShow.com. I'm Sarah Lane. Thank you for listening, and we'll talk to you next time.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com, the number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.